Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. Today we are talking about the new era for women's hormones and for periods and for hormonal health. Because we are in a new era. Enough is enough with all the shame, with all the hiding, with the lack of research, with the let's not talk about the periods. Oh my gosh, she dropped a tampon on the floor. We're not talking about menopause. We're not talking about any of that stuff. No, enough is enough. Did you know that your period and being a woman with female hormones is the reason humanity has existed for thousands of generations? How has it become something that is disdained, embarrassing, humiliating, and ignored? That is an atrocity in my books. So I am just putting this out as this prophetic call. I'm just deciding for you. I have decided for me. I've decided for my family and my girls and the generations that come after me 100% is that there's a new era for women's hormones. We're in it now. I hope you can feel it listening to this. And I'm going to share with you more about that in this episode. Okay? Because your hormones can be here to enrich your life, to enrich the people around you's lives, but mainly so that your life can be great. If you live with hormonal balance, it affects your whole life, everything, everything. And I don't want that for you. I want you to live your one awesome, brilliant, beautiful, messy, imperfect, adventurous life. And it's hard to do that if you're on a cycle of pain, anxiety, heaviness, lowness, sluggishness. It is hard because it is a cycle. And then you're stuck on this like roller coaster, or you're stuck in this vicious cycle and it doesn't need to be. Your hormones, when they're balanced, are an asset to your humanity and your life. So we're going to talk about that. And as you can tell, I love talking about it. So this is going to be like a passionate rampage of call to action and call to arms so that you can have balanced hormones, because I really do want that for you. But a couple of updates. I hope that you're well. This is probably me every April. I'm just loving the trees in my garden are sprouting their leaves. I'm seeing buds. It's not dark at night. This week I'll probably be able to go and swim, go in a loch in the evening because it will be light enough. It's not dark in the mornings. This is changing. Things are changing. It is good. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. So a couple of other life updates from me. Guess what I did today for the first time ever in my life? I had a session with a personal trainer. Yes, I did. I've never done that in my life. Some of you might be like, what? I totally thought you would, Kezia, because I'm all like into exercise. But I've had so many clients who've worked with personal trainers, and they've told me the horrendous advice and horrendous experiences they've had with personal trainers that tell them just to like not eat and to do loads of exercise and to like comment on their body size and tell them to like just drink coffee and fast and eat 1,000 calories. And that's always put me off. Always, always, always. Also now with life being really full and young kids and two jobs, all these kind of things, I also don't want to drive to a gym that's like 20 minutes away and get a bit like, no, I need things to be really local. Anyway, so I found a local personal trainer. So I'm going to do 2 sessions a week. I've done 2 sessions this week. My legs are sore. And now I understand what it is that we actually pay for with personal trainers. Is he's just getting me to do all the stuff I would never do on my own because it's boring, but it would do me good. So it's going to be a lot of strength training essentially. Cause I love going on my bike. I love running. I love walking. I love swimming, but sitting and doing weights, I get bored after about 25 minutes. I'm not going to do more than that. But with a personal trainer there, and he's thinking about all the muscle groups and all the things, I suspect for the next few months of podcast recordings, my update for you might be, I feel achy. I've got achy legs, feeling achy. But I've just decided that me personally, this is part of my own personal glow up season. I've just decided there's a couple of things in my life, and I'll maybe do a whole podcast on this, but I'm just upgrading lots of things in my life. I want to upgrade my strength. I want to upgrade my body composition. As much as I love my body, I want it to get a bit leaner. I'm doing a glow up. I've decided just because I want to, because I can, because this is my life, because it'd be fun. And personal training was a part of that. I was like, I need someone who just thinks about exercise for me, because I could think about it and I do know a lot about it, but I just need someone to tell me what to do. I just basically need someone to be like me, but with exercise. And then I'm also dialing in some of my eating things. Another thing I've been doing this week is I decided to stop eating like dark chocolate. I know, if you follow me on Instagram, I eat a lot of dark chocolate, and I was like, this is definitely an addiction. Nothing wrong with dark chocolate. It's really good for you. There's lots of polyphenols, antioxidants, healthy fats, all these kind of things. But I was eating quite a lot of it, and I'm thinking, if I'm wanting to reduce my body fat, I probably need to reduce the amount of healthy fats that I'm eating, because I know that works for me. It's not because healthy fats are bad, nothing like that. But just if you're overeating them, then you can end up just gaining more fat, because, you know, if you're not utilizing it. And I noticed, between like butter and dark chocolate, there's a whole lot of like additional just unneeded fats that was going into my system. So anyway, I've decided, I think I'm on like day 5 of no dark chocolate, and I am missing it. You're probably hoping I would say, yeah, it's much easier than I thought. No, it's quite hard. I think my thing with dark chocolate is you can buy it from the shop. It doesn't need any preparation. It was like my go-to snack. I knew it wouldn't spike my blood sugar. I knew there were some healthy fats. I knew that had antioxidants, polyphenols. It ticked so many boxes. Plus, I didn't have to make it. I didn't have to buy it. I could buy good quality from the shop and know I was getting something decent. So I think that's why I ended up eating so much of it, because it's just an easy grab and go thing. Grab some dark chocolate, grab some walnuts, boom, great snack before a client or whatever. So I'm just trying to be a bit more mindful with food. A bit more mindful with food. Do all the things that I talk about and I say, which is eat more protein, have more fiber. And I'm just focusing on just kind of breaking that little default dark chocolate habit that I have had. Because I don't want to be addicted to anything. I don't want anything to have that kind of power over me. No, thank you. So I'll let you know how that's going. But anyway, those are my updates. Also, I have some exciting things happening. Spring workshops. If you have not joined those, kezyourhole.com/spring. The next one is all about hormonal balance. And then the last one is all about body recomposition. So if you want to know my kind, holistic, effective approach to body composition, and the methodology that I use, which is really holistic and also really effective, come to the spring workshops. Go to kezyourhole.com/spring. You'll see them all there. Also, I am planning something exciting with my Bloom program in terms of taking on new clients. I'm not going to tell you anymore because I'm still working out the details, but that's going to be happening very soon, and I will tell you more about that. So if you are ready to bloom and you're feeling that spring energy and you're like, oh my goodness, Kezia, yes, I want to be leaner and happier and more balanced and feeling good and energized and strong, but I want to do it without dieting, and I want to do it feeling incredible, and I want to do it in a way that feels easier than anything I've ever done before, then stay tuned. Okay, let's dive into this episode. So if you didn't get the memo, we are now in a new era for women's hormones and women's hormonal balance, and for you thriving, feeling good, feeling balanced, feeling in control, feeling whole, feeling at one with your hormones. It's a totally new era. Because let me tell you a little story about a girl named Kezia. However many years ago, age 10. How I grew up thinking about hormones, women's hormones, periods, our cycles, and all the cycles and stages we go into. You know, as a woman, we have puberty, you have getting your period, you have having a baby, you have trying for a baby, you have perimenopause, you have the menopause, you have postmenopause, all of these different hormonal shifts and changes. And growing up, The primary thing I learned about them was secrecy, shame, and just a lack of information, lack of talking about it, lack of options medically. Just, it was kind of this ignored, hidden, shameful thing. You know, you wouldn't want anyone to see you holding a tampon, or if a tampon fell out of your bag, the shame, God forbid that anyone knows that this is how the human race exists. Like, that was how I grew up. I'm 36. And so if you're older than me, that would be the case. And I'm pretty sure even if you're younger than me, this is probably the case. Sorry, the house next door is getting work done. I feel like this podcast might have some interruptions, but I'm just going to go with it. Otherwise, this is never going to get, I'm never going to get this to you. And just like, just imagine you're at my house and we're kind of just sitting in my office having a cup of tea. Then there's going to be background noise. This is the foundation for most of us when it comes to our hormones and our periods especially. And this is problematic on so many levels. First of all, there's the practical lack of information, the data gap. Now, the data gap is very clear in research in terms of we haven't researched so many aspects of hormonal health because women's hormones have not been seen as important. Why, broadly speaking, women are not as important and valuable as men. You know, it's why we've funded billions into erectile dysfunction and we haven't funded billions into female womb health. And it doesn't matter how great your erection is. If the womb is screwed up, you're not going to get any other humans. Like, hello, like logically, I feel like, you know, that very clearly in the research states what our priorities have been as a society. I live in the UK, so within the UK, but I think this would apply to many Western countries. And developed countries, that has been our priority. Women's health has been lacking in data, lacking in research, lacking in understanding. So therefore, lacking in treatment options, lacking in empathy, lacking in actual kind of solutions. Growing up, and this is still very much the case within our conventional medicine system, although it is slowly evolving and shifting, the main options you had to help, if you had any hormonal issues, what were they? They were, you know this already, they were go on the pill. And there was different pills you could try, but go on the pill or try different pills until you find one. Or if things were really bad and you didn't want to have children or were done having children and you were maybe having an awful perimenopause or awful periods, then you would be offered a hysterectomy or partial hysterectomy or basically removing an organ. Those were mainly our options. And then maybe some painkillers in there as well. And also antidepressants and other kind of mental, I'm just going to call them mental health drugs, SSRIs, these kind of things to deal with maybe the PMDD or the severe kind of PMS that can happen to so many women. Also, there'd be like iron medication for heavy bleeding. Like I've had clients that would be in a meeting at work and then they would get up from their meeting and they will have bled and flooded into the chair that they are in. And the only option given to them was essentially the pill or hysterectomy because I'm just telling you all this because that's been the era that we have been in. If you're listening to this, chances are you're not 12 years old. You are, have grown up in that era where your hormones have been something to be ashamed of, the shame of it, of hiding tampons, of not telling people, of not being able to say to your boss or say to people at school, say to your teacher, you know, I can't do that because I'm in too much pain because of my period or whatever it is. There's been a lot of shame and a lack of information. And those two things are a recipe for like being totally disempowered and also unwell and out of balance and struggling. If you don't research, if you don't give people information, and then the very topic that you might give information about is shameful and is hidden, it's a terrible combination. It really is. So that's the era we have been in when it comes to periods, health, menopause. And you can see it starting to change now. You can see this new era where people are more talking more freely about menopause and there's more research and more resources available, which is brilliant because we are in a new era of women's hormones and women's hormonal health. And I'm just here to remind you of that and to equip you in that because enough is enough. Your hormones, your periods are the reason humanity exists. Now that is something to be celebrated. That is something to be in awe of. That is something to be researched and to understand as thoroughly as the human mind can understand, because it is the very reason for our continued existence and evolution as humans. How? It's clever, isn't it? How they, whoever they are, managed to so twist and pollute something so incredible and make it something shameful, make it something hidden, make it something ignored, make it something that feels disempowering. A lot of women don't like their periods. Their hormones are a source of pain. They are glad when they have a baby and they don't have a period, and they hate when they get it back because it's this awful, painful, annoying, awful thing. That is unfair. We have been robbed of some of the magic, the value that we, and significance that our biology has, because we have been told it's shameful. We've not been given information. We've not been given education. And it's something we wish sometimes we could cancel. We wish we could get rid of. We wish we could just remove it. And I totally get it. You know, so many people have had hysterectomies because that was the best option. That is the best option at the time. And obviously, I'm not saying that's a bad medical option. I'm just saying we should have more options than just remove your entire womb, in my opinion. And the only reason that's an option is because we don't have any research that thoroughly understands some of the pathways and some of the what's really going on with things like endometriosis or adenomyosis or fibroids or PCOS or all of these kinds of things. So we've been robbed of something really important and significant. And that's changing, and you maybe feel it changing. You maybe see it changing. If you know young girls, I'm really hoping that by the time, you know, I've got my twins are 3, so it's going to be a while till they get their periods. But I'm really hoping the world is a different place when they get their periods. That it's something, obviously, I'm going to do like a big ass ritual about it. And they'll probably think it's deeply embarrassing and not want to do it. But, you know, we'll celebrate it as a family when they get their periods. My whole family, my son, it will be educated. My husband obviously is educated already. He shares the fertility app that I use. He knows the phases of my cycle, what it means, all of those things. It's not just information I have or I carry, because, you know, the person you're having sex with needs to take ownership of the actions and of what they're doing, FYI, it's not just on you. But again, we've been told contraception's all about women because it's all down to us. You know, it's all women's fault. Guy, oh, no. But women, no, you can't have an abortion. You can't do this. It's all your fault. You're the slut. What? Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. But I'm sharing this with you because I want to inspire you. I want you to raise your standards when it comes to hormonal health. Sometimes, and I can, this is very understandable why we get like this, but women can be struggling with awful PMS, painful periods. And they're like, oh yeah, but I only have to take ibuprofen and paracetamol, and my PMS is really awful. And my periods are really heavy and I have to use like a cup and pants and pads and, you know, but like, I don't have endometriosis, or it's not as bad as my friend over there who's basically in bed for like 3 days and has to take this super strong prescribed medication. No, we need to raise our standards higher. Your hormones, your periods, whilst might be frustrating at times, whilst be mysterious, and because they're not always consistent, they're cyclical, are a really valuable and significant and important part of you thriving as a woman. If you have ovaries, your hormonal balance is integral to your overall experience of life. If your hormones are out of balance, life will not be as good, simply put, because it'll affect your mood, it'll affect your cognitive abilities, your thinking abilities, it's going to affect your libido. If your hormones are out of balance, chances are it's going to contribute to you not ever wanting to have sex. And sex is so much fun. Like, you don't want a sexless life. That's a sign your hormones are probably out of balance, or you're like in some weird cult that I kind of grew up in that told you never to have sex. Again, a whole other podcast episode in itself. So your hormones are here to be a part of your life, and I would argue can even enrich your life, but not when they're out of balance. And most of the people I work with, most people I talk to, most of you listening to this maybe are experiencing or have experienced hormones that are awful. Maybe it's because maybe you get things like ovulation pain. Maybe you get the painful periods. Maybe you get really heavy periods. Maybe your PMS is awful and you get so depressed and you really, really struggle. Enough is enough. Your hormones are here to help you. They are such an important part of you thriving in your entire life. They're not this separate thing. You know, it's just like, oh, it's a period. It's like not part of me. It is a part of your entire experience of your life. It's really difficult. And I've worked with so many clients with so many different awful hormones stories, and it affects your life massively. So I remember working with a client. Well, actually, in fact, I'll even share with you my own hormones and then I'll share with you some other stories. My hormones growing up were always relatively irregular. And then probably by kind of late teens, they were very painful, getting very heavy. I remember trying the pill when I went and traveled to India because I didn't want to have my period then, and it didn't work for me at all. So the pill was, I always felt really depressed and awful on the pill. So never really did that often for very long. And then they started to get really, really heavy. I'd always need paracetamol and ibuprofen every 3 hours for the first 48 hours. That didn't make it fine. It just made me like not want to throw up and be able to like move around and function. And then they just became more and more irregular, more and more heavy. And then as I got kind of mid-20s, older in my 20s, then they became really frequent in terms of their irregularity. I'd sometimes have a period every 18 days and they would be heavy and they would be painful. And so basically every 2.5 weeks I was bleeding, which is not very healthy or helpful at all. And a lot of the time, those are not things that are massively wrong, if that makes sense. It wasn't like I was flooding. It wasn't like I was bleeding for 15 days. So the doctor was just like, we could try the pill, but that's, you know, essentially it. I was like, no, I feel horrendous. My mental health is not good on the pill. Not worked for me. And also by that point, I knew the side effects of the pill, how it was a carcinogen, how it like increase your risk of certain types of cancers, how it depleted nutrients and minerals, how it impacted your gastrointestinal system, all these things. And I was like, no, thanks. So I worked on my hormones. I balanced my hormones. Now my periods aren't heavy. They are not painful. They are regular. They're not every 18 days. I still have a short cycle. My cycle is about every 24, 25 days, but that's the rhythm I've been in for probably about 5 or 6 years. I mean, I've also had kids, so I've not had, but generally that's the rhythm I've always come back to before I had kids, in between having kids, after having kids. So that is possible for you. Your PMS, it doesn't lay me up at night. It doesn't leave me hating the world and feeling horrendous and awful and crying for days or really, really, really anxious. I do still notice the change, like that shift in your hormones. And so that's something I do keep an eye on, of how, if I become very anxious in that kind of premenstrual period in time. But it's not really a problem. I kind of know about it. I know it's going to happen. I manage it. I know exactly what days I'm going to feel a little bit lower on, and I know what to do, and I can still function in my life because it's a new era in my hormones. The old era has gone. The new one is here. And then I'm thinking of another client who came to me and would bleed for about 10 days constantly, very heavily. So obviously she was very anemic, had a lot of blood loss. She also had some liver stuff going on. And just from like a couple of shifts and tweaks and changes, she went from bleeding 10 days in a row to bleeding 5 days in a row. And the heaviness to really, really reduce down. And the pain that she was in really reduced down. I'm thinking of another client, Jess, actually, who was on the podcast, my sister. We just did a couple of things with her. And again, she went from bleeding, I think she was having like a 12-day period, to that going back down to, I think it was maybe a 5 days. Again, it's on the podcast somewhere. So, but just with a couple of tweaks, we didn't even do a super in-depth program with that. Or I'm thinking of another client who I was checking in with recently, who is, I was wrapping up a program with. And when I'm wrapping up a 6-month program, Bloom, with my client, I'm always going back to the first session we did where I asked about all the symptoms. And I was going through and being like, so your periods, do you still have really bad PMS? Do you still have that pain with your periods? Do you still feel really bloated? Do you still feel really tired? And she was like, oh my goodness, no, my periods just come, they come regularly. I know when I've got them, obviously, because you start bleeding, it's kind of obvious. And I feel sensations in my womb, but it's not painful or sore. And she was like, oh my goodness, I'd not noticed that all of that stuff had gone. Partly because there was so many other stuff going on with her health that really wasn't, that was just one of many things that was happening. So she wasn't keeping track of it, which is why I keep a track of it. And she was like, oh my goodness, yeah, my periods are just really boring. And she knew and she understood her cycle more. So there are options for you. The pain, the heaviness, the awfulness, the low mood, the, you know, especially like a lot of people late 30s, early 40s are starting to think about menopause and perimenopause. And it can just be like this, oh my gosh, this impending sense of doom. No, it doesn't have to be that. Yes, things will fluctuate and change as you head into menopause and your hormones do shift. But what I'm saying is there's a new era for women's hormones, but you need to learn and understand. We have not been educated. We have not been taught. We have not been given research because there wasn't any research. We don't necessarily know how to balance our hormones, but you can do it. And I really encourage you, if you are nervous about entering menopause, balance your hormones before you enter menopause. Menopause is basically a massive imbalancing of your hormones that happens. If you go into that in a bit of hormonal chaos, you're just basing adding chaos into chaos. Not a great combination. If you can go into menopause really equipped with the tools, understanding your own hormones, with a good hormonal balance, knowing and understanding how to work with and really look after your hormones so that they serve you really well, then you've got a much better opportunity to flow through menopause with more ease. Okay? So I just want to encourage you. It's a new era. No more shame, no more hiding. Doesn't need to be pain, doesn't need to be heaviness, doesn't need to be awful moods, crashing, low, heavy, awfulness. No. Your hormones are something to be celebrated. Your periods are the reason that humanity exists and has existed, because women have cycled and had periods and born babies for generation upon generation upon generation. So it's taken a long time, but we're finally in this new era where women's hormones are beginning to be respected. I wouldn't say we're there all the way yet. Women still get blamed as being, oh, is it because you have junior period? And, you know, hysteria used to be a medical diagnosis. Seriously, it did. And, but things are slowly changing. We are talking more about menopause. We're talking more about periods. Some workplaces are even giving women leave for menopause or for, you know, their periods, for days in their period. But also, just because we're talking about it, sometimes that's really helpful and we're normalizing the struggle, which is good. It's good to talk about it. I also want to remind you that the struggle isn't normal, that you can balance your hormones. You can absolutely balance your hormones. And if you're not sure where to begin, join me in my hormone balance workshops, the second of my spring workshops. It's as you're listening to this, it'll be happening soon. It's going to happen on the 29th of April. And I'm going to be diving into the teaching I'm going to do is brand new. There will be stuff that I always throw in there, like eat more protein and eat fiber. So there's things that never change because the science doesn't change. But it's going to be a new workshop about what to do, eat and take to balance your hormones from period to perimenopause. So whether you are, you know, I'm not in perimenopausal, but I am kind of thinking about it and I want to balance my hormones, or if you're in the throes of it, this is going to be really useful for you. Even if your things aren't in the middle of menopause, if you're on HRT, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the fundamental things to focus on when it comes to balancing your hormones, what to eat, take, and do. Okay? So join me. You can find out and join that workshop at keziahall.com/spring. And I would love to see you in that workshop. It's going to be so fun. A bunch of you have signed up already. And we are going to dive into all things hormone balance because it's a new era. It's a new season. It's a new time. Women's hormones, they're going to be something we celebrate. They're going to be something we research. They're going to be something we value. And they can and will be something that enrich your life. They do not take away from it. Okay? That is my call for you. That is the stand that I'm taking. I know it's possible for you. I'm holding that vision for you. If you struggle with your hormones, doesn't need to be the case. I'm sorry that you have been struggling. There is options. There is solutions. There is things you can do to find more balance so that you can live your one awesome life. Okay. Sending you lots of love. See you next week. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change like that. You're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz. And I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. That really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here, and I will see you next week.